Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League, and we're going to give you 5 tips to help you with your writing skills.
Writing, okay. Have you heard the joke about the broken pencil?
Sorry, what did you say?
Have you heard the joke about the broken pencil?
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's pointless.
Sorry, I don't get it. I don't understand.
The pencil's broken. It has no point.
Oh, awful. That's a terrible joke, Jack.
Sorry.
So, we'll be looking at writing tips later. Things to help you with your writing. And we won't have any more terrible jokes.
No, we won't. I promise. But before we talk more about writing, let's take a look at this week's Premier League headlines.
Chelsea go 10 points clear at the top.
Chelsea beat West Ham 2-1 at the London Stadium. Goals from an in-form Eden Hazard and another from Diego Costa gave Chelsea a comfortable victory.
Manchester United are held at home by Bournemouth.
United could only draw at home to Bournemouth, who battled bravely for nearly an hour with only 10 men. Zlatan Ibrahimovic missed a penalty and is now banned for 3 matches after he was suspended for using an elbow that wasn't seen by the referee.
Liverpool get their season back on track.
Liverpool beat Arsenal 3-1 at Anfield to get back into the Champions League places and leave their opponents in 5th place and worried about not qualifying for the Champions League for the first time in 20 years.
A great win for Liverpool, Jack.
Yes, let's not talk about Arsenal this week. We said earlier that we're going to give you 5 tips to improve your writing skills in this week's podcast.
Writing is important. You might need to write an important email at work, or you might need to write an essay or an exam question. We all have to write sometimes.
Yes, sometimes it might be quite formal, like what you said before, or it might be informal, like a comment on this website, or really informal, like a WhatsApp message, or like a text on your mobile.
There are many types of writing, but what we want to help you with is a longer piece of writing, something that will help you develop your writing skills and allow you to give opinions and use lots of language.
We're going to take one question and think about how we might write an opinion essay. Our question or essay title is the Premier League the best league in the world?
We're going to ask you to give an answer to this question at the bottom of the page. But first, we want to share 5 tips that will help you give a better answer.
Let's start with tip number 1. Tip number 1 is brainstorm.
This means putting your pen down and thinking about as many ideas as possible. Empty your brain.
It's a good idea to do this with a friend, but you can do it on your own as well. You need to think of as many answers as possible. No idea is too silly.
Let's brainstorm our question, Jack.
Okay, let's start. It's the most exciting league.
There are lots of goals.
There are players from all over the world.
The fans create brilliant atmospheres in the stadium.
The managers have the best beards.
And teams at the bottom can beat teams at the top. Yes, there are lots of good reasons. But we want to create a balanced essay, so we need to think of some opposite arguments too.
Well, maybe the game is too fast, or a Premier League team hasn't won a European competition for a while.
Okay, good. We have lots of ideas. What's tip number two?
Tip number two is organise your ideas.
You don't want to write down all the ideas that came into your head. Some of them are better than others. Jack, we won't put your idea about beards into the essay.
No, probably not. So we can decide which ideas are the most important or interesting. For this essay, let's choose two reasons why the Premier League is the best and two why it might not be.
So we have the ideas that we're going to use in the essay. What's tip number three?
Tip number three is to write in paragraphs. For this essay, we would have six paragraphs. An introduction, then two paragraphs for the positive reasons, two paragraphs for the negative reasons, and finally, a conclusion.
We should think about each paragraph as a mini essay with an introduction, a middle, and a conclusion.
Yes, each paragraph should have a topic sentence, and it's probably easiest to write them at the beginning of each paragraph.
A topic sentence tells the reader what the rest of the paragraph is about.
In our essay, we might write, "First of all, the Premier League is the most equal league in the world."
The topic sentence is like a title. The rest of the paragraph will be about why it's the most equal league in the world.
Okay, moving on. What's tip number four?
Tip number four to improve your writing is to use linking words.
Linking words help the reader when you are changing the topic, or giving an extra bit of information, or giving an opposite point of view. They are often at the beginning of a paragraph or sentence, but not always.
In the example earlier, I said, "First of all, the Premier League is the most equal in the world." This tells the reader I'm making my first point. The next paragraph might begin with "in addition" or "secondly."
And when we want to give the opposite point of view, we might begin the paragraph with "on the other hand" or "in contrast."
What's our final tip? Tip number five.
Tip number five is proofread. When you have finished your writing, read it again and check for errors with vocabulary and grammar. Check your topic sentences and think about the linking words you've used.
It's best to do this yourself at first, but then you can use online spell checkers. Microsoft Word checks for grammar and spelling, and there are online tools like Grammarly that can help you with your writing too.
So, those are our five tips to improve your writing. Let's remind you what they are.
Tip number one, brainstorm.
Tip number two, organise your ideas.
Tip number three, write paragraphs.
Tip number four, use linking words.
And tip number five, proofread.
We'd love to see you practice your writing by answering the question in the comments section below.
Right, let's get back to the football.
Our player of the week this week is a player who's had an instant impact on the Premier League.
That's right, it's Southampton's Manolo Gagliardini. He scored six goals in his first four matches for the Saints.
Maybe you don't know who he is. Well, you can find out more about him by reading the Player of the Week article. It's up on our homepage and there's a link on the side of this page.
We also have this week's Football English quiz in this article, and we ask you who the best ever Italian footballer in the Premier League is?
It would be interesting to know what you think.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was hat-trick. And it is, of course, the phrase we use when a player scores 3 goals.
And many of you got it right, too. So well done to all of you.
The phrase this time is to be... It means to not be allowed to do something officially. For example, smoking is in public places in many countries.
And Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been for 3 matches. I wonder how they will do without him.
Well, we'll find out when Manchester United play Chelsea next Monday in the FA Cup.
And if you want to know more about that match and make a prediction, take a look at our prediction pages in the fans section on the website.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.